Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Chance for storms this afternoon, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High temperatures reach up to 93. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, chance of thunderstorms, lows level off around 69. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 85 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. A man is behind bars in the Riley County Jail following his arrest yesterday afternoon in connection with battery, burglary, and criminal trespassing in Manhattan. The arrested person is identified as Shaheem Reed, 28, of Ogden. According to Riley County police officials, Reed was arrested around 1 p.m. Monday. He was then booked into the Riley County Jail on probable cause offenses, including battery, criminal damage to property, domestic battery, criminal trespass, and aggravated burglary. A highway maintenance worker was injured in a single-vehicle ATV crash along Interstate 70. The 62-year-old man from Waukenia was attempting to drive up a steep embankment, driving around a concrete box bridge opening. The ATV rolled down the embankment and into the opening. The man suffered suspected serious injuries. I'm Stephanie Austin.
It's high-octane excitement. Crashes that raise the hair on your arms. Monday, September 9th, 7:30 at the Kansas State Fair. It's the Demolition Derby. Drivers across Mid-America meet in Hutchinson to mangle the metal.
It's fun the whole family can enjoy.
Drivers, start your engines and get ready for full-size, hard-hitting action at the Kansas State Fair. Monday, September 9th at 7:30 in the grandstand. Brought to you by the Steckline Communications and the Mid-America Networks.
Are you looking for a fun and rewarding full or part-time career? Can you imagine having the evenings, weekends, and summers off? Many Kansas school nutrition programs are seeking individuals who enjoy giving back to their community and helping children build their future. A wide variety of immediate positions are available nearby. Contact your local school district or food service director for more information on current positions available. Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Education and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Kansas has seen 8 hospitals close since 2015. Now more than 90 hospitals in the Sunflower State are at risk or immediate risk of closing. The Center for Healthcare Quality and Payment Reform keeps track of rural hospitals that are at risk of closing. Last year, the organization found 60 rural hospitals that were at the risk of closing. This year, 703 hospitals are at risk across the nation. Kansas makes up 8% of the nation's at-risk rural hospitals, and 8% of those are at immediate risk. Kansas State University is set to receive $7 million in federal funding for what it calls a state-of-the-art facility that will advance vaccine production in Kansas. The funding announced yesterday by K-State and U.S. Senator Jerry Moran will support the university's biomanufacturing training and education initiative. I'm Stephanie Austin.
As a farm or ranch owner, you've invested heavily in your agribusiness, especially in your livestock. Protecting them from accidents, fires, and other natural disasters is crucial for your farm's success. At Blue Valley Insurance, we recognize the importance of your animals as assets to your livelihood. Visit our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville to explore comprehensive livestock insurance options tailored to your needs. Safeguard your farm's future with Blue Valley Insurance today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Nebraska State Fair is officially underway after opening up this weekend, with organizers of the State Fair saying that it's a special time of the year that they look forward to every year.
This is the best day, and I was able to come in super early this morning and watch the fair come to life. We've had great foot traffic coming in already today, and it feels accomplished and very good.
That audio from the News Channel Nebraska in the Panhandle, where they say they are expecting bigger crowds this year, especially now that we're past the COVID-19 pandemic.
Oh, That's hard to say, isn't it? You know, we'd be glad anything over 300,000 or somewhere around there. But really, what we're looking for is to provide an excellent guest experience. So if people are coming and they're having a good time and they're leaving with a smile on their face, that's what really matters to me.
The State Fair runs from August 23rd through September 2nd. And for more information, you can go to the website at statefair.org.
Rusty Eck Ford's Labor Day sales event is happening now. Let Rusty Eck Ford take the labor out of buying your next new Ford. We'll do the work for you. There is no need to haggle. Rusty Eck Ford has over 600 vehicles to choose from at the price you deserve and the payments you can afford. This month, get rates as low as 0% APR for 36 months and discounts as high as $12,000 off MSRP. We are closed on Labor Day. So come in today to take advantage of rates as low as 0% APR for 36 months and discounts up to $12,000 off MSRP. Shop our huge selection of over 600 vehicles to choose from. Rusty Eck Ford will take the labor out of buying your next vehicle. Visit Rusty Eck Ford today or online at RustyEckFord.com. Plus taxes and fees. Offers can be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners at Monday's meeting this week approved new operating hours at the county courthouse. Staff had proposed the changes at last week's meeting. Approved Monday new customer service hours for offices at the Marshall County Courthouse, opening daily Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. and closing at 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday, closing Fridays at noon. That will start Tuesday, September 3rd. Again, department hours in the Marshall County Courthouse open daily Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m., Monday through Thursday until 5, and Fridays until noon. For information, contact the County Clerk's Office at 562-5361. Marshall County Health Department will also have new hours beginning September 3rd, open daily Monday through Thursday at 7:30 a.m., closing at 5 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Then at 6:30 Wednesday evenings, the health department will be closed Fridays. For information, contact the health department at 562-3485. Again, the new hours effective Tuesday, September 3rd. Marshall County Commissioners last week voted to approve hiring Tammy Antoine as interim county appraiser following recent dismissal of Francine Cromie. Antoine has 20 years' experience in the courthouse beginning in 1997 and began work in the appraiser's office in 1999. She was appointed county appraiser in 2015 and served until she was replaced by Cromie. She also served the post in Brown County and owns the Empty Cup in Marysville, which is listed for sale and will be managed in her absence, keeping the cafe open meanwhile. The appointment pending state approval and acceptance of the contract offered. No one was present for comment at the budget hearing August 15th. The 2025 budget was approved with a slight decrease in the property tax rate, which will generate just over $24 million in Marshall County. The levy will drop 1.03 to 44.961 mills. County clerk noted disappointment with turnout at the recent primary election at just 32%, with several local and state races on the ballots. Washington County Commissioners approved a road use agreement following continued discussions with Grain Belt Express in recent months. Gage County Supervisors approved requests for levy allocation from townships, rural fire districts, Gage County Historical and Agricultural Societies. A public hearing on the 1- and 6-year plan was approved, with a change moving the full Claytonia to DeWitt Blacktop from the 6-year to the 1-year plan. Supervisors discussed jail needs assessment proposal requesting additional funding to research juvenile numbers. That was denied as supervisors were of the impression that was included in the original contract. Discussion was held on Memorandum of Understanding Marshall and Washington counties in Kansas for bridge repairs on roads shared along the state lines. With repairs shared 50-50, counties will alternate inspection every other year.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it, our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For this afternoon, as a nearly stationary frontal boundary looks to stall out across the region, we do pick up a chance for at least some hit-or-miss type showers and storms, and still on the hot side to the south of this frontal boundary, with afternoon high temperatures approaching the middle part of the 90s. Still expecting some scattered storms as well for this evening, with overnight lows dropping back into the upper 60s. Wednesday, conditions still looking to stay dry, but temperatures still trending above average, with highs working up into the lower 90s. One more day with lower 90s expected on Thursday, and ahead of a stronger cold frontal boundary, which looks to sweep in from the northwest later into the day, looking to bring another round of some showers and storms there, especially Thursday afternoon into your Thursday evening time frame, but ushering in a much more comfortable air mass for Friday and into your Labor Day weekend. We're back to some lower 80s for highs. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature late August, 87, record high on this date, 108. The average low, 64, and the record low, 44. Sunset this evening, 8:06. Sunrise in the morning at 6:52.
Here's a little secret about those best places to live rankings. They're meaningless. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, August 27th, the 240th day of the year. Fashion designer Tom Ford celebrates a birthday, and in 1921, the owner of Acme Packing Company in Green Bay, Wisconsin, bought a pro football team and named it for his employees, the Packers. Every year, dozens of publications issue their best places to live rankings. We've reviewed most of them and found entirely different results in each. It's because they all weigh various criteria differently, making the final scores virtually meaningless. If you're considering relocating, the best you can do is consider what's important to you. Things like climate, tax rates, recreation, the arts, or healthcare, and make your own personal best place list. You may just find that you're already in the best place for you. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Everyone at CMT Designs knows the Nemaha Central High School fall sports teams have the drive, skill, and dedication to go far this season, and we'll be cheering for the athletes every step of the way. Good luck, boys and girls, and go Thunder. From CMT Designs, vinyl screen printing and more, creating memories together. Helena Agri Enterprises knows the talented area fall sports teams have practiced diligently this year, and the fans will be cheering for the athletes at the upcoming events and games this season. Good luck, boys and girls. From all the friendly staff at Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, proud to support the area athletes. Laughlin Hoovitt Funeral Home is proud of the skill, spirit, and perseverance of the Southern Raiders fall sports teams, and will be rooting for the guys and girls at all the upcoming events. Good luck, athletes. From your friends at Laughlin Hoovitt Funeral Home, 505 North 9th, serving Wymore with dignity.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier with the regular season and game number one for the NFL just right around a corner, 1 week away. The Kansas City Chiefs say that they are trying to tighten up their roster last minute going into the regular season after reports coming in of them signing Juju Smith-Schuster back to the Kansas City Chiefs after he played as a wide receiver for the Chiefs in 2022 and helped them win Super Bowl number 57. KWCH News reports that Schuster ended up playing for the New England Patriots last season, but ended up leaving at the end of the month. The Chiefs right now say they are battling some injuries in that wide receiver position, with an injury to free agent signing Hollywood Brown and potential suspension of Rashee Rice. With the Chiefs back in 2022, Schuster ended up having 78 catches in total, running for 933 yards and having three touchdowns under his belt. The Chiefs start off their regular season play on Thursday next week, September 5th, for the first game in the NFL for game number one, as they are at home at Arrowhead Stadium taking on the Baltimore Ravens.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying a Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Thursday night, college football on Fox gets the season started with a primetime ACC Big Ten matchup between North Carolina and Minnesota at 6:30. On Saturday, college football kicks into high gear with Penn State and West Virginia at 11, then UTEP and Nebraska at 2:30. Then it's MLB action with the Braves and Phillies at 6. Play ball. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
High school football is just weeks away from starting here in the state of Kansas, and one town says they're excited about the upcoming season, saying that they finished as state champions in 5 of the last 10 years in the state, and they're looking for a big turnout this year as well, with many returning players wanting to put another state championship on that record.
I think we get a little extra out of them, and I'm sure they do as well. So, let's play it. Let's get it going. And good opportunity for us, and we'll find out early with the schedule that we have, what we're going to need to do as a football team to compete.
I mean, I just think of it as a game. Can't really think too much about it. Just go out and play, prep hard. We'll do good.
Oh, absolutely. It has played a factor in our practices. Practices have just been pushing each other super hard, long, but we just have to persevere through that.
That audio from KSNT News is that was the Rossville Bulldogs looking forward to their upcoming football season, as they say they built a powerhouse under their new head coach, Derek Hams, with the team saying they're coming into a new league and a new class.
For reliable trash pickup and roll-off service, call on Temps Disposal. Containers sized to meet your needs for residential, commercial, and construction jobs. Always prompt and professional, Temps Disposal serves Marshall, Washington, and Gage counties. Let them go to work for you. If it's their weekly collection schedule or one-time pickups for construction, moving, or cleanup, Temps Disposal in Marysville is a phone call away at 785-562-5360.
Napa know-how.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa know-how. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa know-how.
Farming is your way of life. State Farm agent John Bannister gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad, flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. Protect what you've worked hard to build. John is proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today.
Replacing a weather-worn cracked patio may not be in the budget, but there is a creative and attractive solution to this dilemma. Hi, I'm Alinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Just sweep a few seeds of heat and drought-tolerant perennials into the cracks and let them grow. Thyme may be the first plant that comes to mind. These plants are often planted between steppers, providing an attractive ground cover and fragrance as your feet brush over them. Creeping baby's breath struggles in wet, heavy soils, but thrives in well-drained locations. The fine textured foliage and flowers help brighten the patio and attract butterflies. Add a few magenta purple flowers of the prairie native wine cups to provide early season color. And even a bit taller plants like golden chamomile will work. The limiting environment in the cracks stunts its growth to the perfect size. Plus, the cheery yellow daisy flowers add a nice touch. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
We often tie the civil rights movement to the struggle of African Americans to obtain equal rights and equal access in this country. A trip to this Texas town will reveal how that process played out for another group of Americans. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
When we think of the days of segregation and civil rights, we often recall the struggle of African Americans to gain equality. Here in Marfa, Texas, Gretel Ank shares how that story impacted another group of people.
All across Texas and the borderlands of the South, people of Mexican descent have long been discriminated against in all kinds of facets of life, whether it's communities and areas of communities where they could live, jobs that they could take, even businesses that they could frequent. And it played out here in our school as well.
While linked to the civil rights movement, there were differences.
It was a little bit different than the segregation of African American students because that was by law. And the practice of separating and segregating Mexican Americans was what we call de facto segregation. It happened everywhere, but it wasn't because laws created it. It was that laws looked the other way.
Marfa has what was referred to as an Anglo school and also the Blackwell School for Hispanic students. The latter was larger, with over 600 students in the 30s and 40s, but it was much bigger than just a place to gain an education.
It wasn't only the school, but it was also a real community center for the Hispanic community because they were not allowed or, you know, by preference because of segregation and discrimination, not interested in being a part of other social entities in town.
The Blackwell School remains today a National Historic Site. In fact, it is an important museum with quite a story. We'll have more next time as we travel the countryside in Marfa, Texas. I'm Andrew McRae.
There will be a unique auction featuring coins, paper money, and belt buckles for Meg Baker and Courtney Cassidy Saturday, August 31st. Sale begins at 10 a.m. inside the Beatty Community Center. The coin and paper money auction, one of the largest, possibly finest collection the auctioneers have seen in some 40 years, will include silver dollars, half dollars, dimes, wheat head pennies, lots of paper money, plus other items. They will also be selling lots of belt buckles, including farmer commemorative, implement, some other belt buckles and buckle buddies will be sold. They'll be selling centennial plates from Marysville, Beatty, Kansas, Catholic church plates, etc. This coin and belt buckle auction, Saturday, August 31st, begins 10 a.m. inside the Beatty Community Center. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers. Klein Realty and Auction will conduct a sale of toys and daycare items Saturday, August 31st, 10 a.m. in Frankfurt at 204 West 3rd. A great assortment of daycare items, including many new or nearly new items, everything you'd need for a daycare or your kids or grandkids. Outdoor items, some storage STEM toys, furniture, large inside toys, supplies, kitchen, infant tools, golf cart, and a rotting John Deere combine that's unique. This play daycare auction, Saturday, August 31st, 10 a.m., in Frankfurt at 204 West 3rd Street. For the sale bill, go online to KleinRealtyAndAuction.com. Sale conducted by John Klein Realty and Auction.
Your trees would love having a consistent moisture level all year long, but that rarely happens. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Now is the time to give them a drink as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com. Check out our full lineup of successful farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts Podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily Podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
A hot and dry summer can leave your plants feeling parched. It's important for trees to have adequate moisture now because they're forming buds for next year's growth. If the rainfall has been sparse in your area, it's time to give them a drink. John Fesch is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says the first step is to figure out how dry the soil is. Grab the biggest screwdriver you can find and slowly push it into the ground.
You can tell a couple things from that. First of all, just how hard it is. What's the resistance of you pushing it into the ground? If it goes in real easily and makes kind of a sloshing sound and then you pull it out and the water is dripping off of it, the tree is too wet. If you try to push it into the ground and it's really hard to push it in the ground, and then when you finally do, you pull it out, it's powder dry on the end of the screwdriver blade, then it's too dry. You want that happy medium.
If the soil is too dry, it's time to water. It should be done over the entire root system, which is an area 2 to 3 times as wide as the spread of the leaves. Sprinkler system, soaker hose, however you do it is up to you. But the goal is to get moisture to the roots in a slow and deliberate manner.
For an acreage situation, a rain train is a very good device for a larger space around trees. Very easy to set, come back an hour later and reset it and have it go north and south and come back and go the east and west the other direction. And it's very efficient at delivering the water. You don't get much evaporation with a rain train. So under those kind of settings, that's what I would recommend.
The water-absorbing roots are within the top 2 feet of soil. Keep these roots moist, but not wet. Aim for the equivalent of 1 to 2 inches of rain once a week or so. Learn more about watering trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Clever crooks find new ways to trick you into letting down your guard. Hi, I'm Rob West with the Faith and Finance Minute. It's really true with identity thieves. Just when we wise up to one scam, they've already come out with another. One of the latest targets you after you check into a hotel. You're just starting to relax after a day of travel and the room phone rings. Someone with a pleasant voice claiming to be from the front desk tells you there's been a problem with your credit card. You'll have to verify your information or they'll be forced to cancel your reservation. Well, don't fall for it. It's a lie. Never give out your private financial details over the phone to anyone who calls you. Just hang up and call the front desk directly. Then you can sleep easy knowing that your private information is safe. Manage your finances wisely with the easy-to-use FaithFi app. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance from your app store or learn more at faithfi.com.
Summer heat got you fired up? Stop by Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Beatrice and cool down with amazing deals on new and used vehicles. Twin Rivers has incentives and rebates on almost all new vehicles in stock, and they've slashed prices on the whole used lot. Something for everyone at Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Beatrice. Stop in anytime on West Court Street or go online anytime to twinriv.com. Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Beatrice.
Buy, sell, and trade your top quality firearms and equipment at the Palmer Gun Show this Saturday from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Palmer Labor Day Celebration.
Reducing dairy emissions one manure digester at a time. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A Chicago-based company, Amp America, has just completed building its 12th dairy farm manure digester project in 12 years. CEO Grant Zimmerman.
As long as we need to eat, we're going to produce organic waste. Organic waste creates emissions, and what Amp has done is found a way to harness those emissions, turn them into something beneficial that also displaces emissions in the transportation sector.
Zimmerman says the digesters produce renewable natural gas that can replace diesel as a truck fuel and reduce overall emissions.
At AMP, we have saved 2 million tons of carbon dioxide equivalent from going into the atmosphere. But that understates our impact, because by preventing methane emissions, we actually create a cooling effect that gives the world more time to affect energy transition.
Zimmerman says the RNG produced is cheaper to use and the climate benefits are a bonus.
We're particularly excited about our mission because it helps us help farmers take the next step in what we've got thousands of years of history of doing, which is conserving resources and taking care of the land.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
On Saturday, August 31st, Washington Ministerial Alliance is sponsoring a free mental health workshop, Harvesting Life, Growing Resilience in All Seasons, at the Washington Christian Church from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., with lunch provided. This workshop is to raise awareness of mental health in the rural communities and how people of faith can care for those who are struggling. All are invited to Washington Ministerial Alliance Mental Health Workshop at the Washington Christian Church on August 31st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Marshall County Farm Bureau members reminded their annual meeting and ice cream social will be Tuesday, August 27th, Farm Bureau Financial Service Office, 811 Broadway in Marysville. Ice cream social at 6, business meeting, educational program at 6:30, with information on the KFB health plans and mental health resources. Tuesday evening, August 27.
Good Tuesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, this past week has brought small declines in both corn and soybean condition ratings. Gary Crawford from the United States Department of Agriculture has the full report.
For the most part, this growing season in the Midwest, at least, has been relatively stress-free. But along comes USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey just to stir things up.
We're in a little bit of a race across the Midwest to see if crops will fully mature before they run out of available soil moisture.
Run out, but it's not as dire as he makes it sound, although over the last week for corn and soybeans, conditions have not been perfect.
And certainly there are a few areas, primarily in Ohio, that we have seen some declines, fairly sharp declines in condition.
Enough to take a couple of percentage points out of the good to excellent category and add a point or two into the poor to very poor pile.
But for the most part, we will get these crops through without significant impact, despite some rather dry weather as we head toward the end of meteorological summer.
and it looks like the harvests of most crops will be considerably larger than we saw last year.
Now, in other USDA news, cattle and calves on feed for the slaughter market in the United States for feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 head or more totaled 11.1 million head on August 1st. The inventory level was slightly above August 1st of last year. Placements in feedlots totaled 1.7 million head, 6% higher than 2023. Net placements for the month were 1.65 million head. Marketings of fed cattle in July totaled 1.86 million, 8% above the same time last year. Other disappearances during July totaled 1.86 million head, 14% below last year. United States egg production totaled 9.86 billion during July, 2% below last year. Production included 7.76 billion table eggs and 1.3 billion hatching eggs. Sam's back with your latest agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
You're going to need a bigger bin to hold KS Mako, the newest high-yielding variety from Kansas Wheat Alliance. It has some of the best wheat streak mosaic virus resistance for central Kansas, but its great quality with above-average protein is the real star of the show. No wonder there's desirable variety list buzz surrounding KS Mako. Contact your Kansas Wheat Alliance dealer to buy KS Mako or visit kswheatalliance.org.
Test drive a Ferris mower today at Maximum Outdoor Equipment and Service. Ferris Zero Turn Mowers, equipped with patented suspension technology, offer a consistent cut with added operator comfort and productivity. Work hard and feel good every time you mow. Visit Maximum Outdoor Equipment's newest location, south of 21st and Andover Road, or west location, south of Kellogg on West Street, or MaximumOutdoor.com. We know mowers.
Maximum Outdoor.
Have you ever thought about the impact your broadband provider has on our children's educational experience? In today's world, our schools and students rely on broadband internet more than ever for teaching, for interacting, to bring outside expertise into our small schools, and to open up our students' worlds. At Blue Valley Technologies, we believe our students deserve all of the resources in the world, one of the many reasons why we stand by in building robust fiber networks. We wish all the students, families, and educators we serve a successful school year. We are proud to keep you connected.
There are grain storage options beyond the bin. The key is to keep the grain dry and provide enough aeration to control the grain temperature on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
If you're out of room in the grain bins, there are other options for storing the crop. Poly bags, farmstead buildings, or even on the ground might work as long as the grain is kept dry and there's enough aeration. Ken Hellevang is an extension agricultural engineer at North Dakota State University. He says poly bags can handle higher moisture grain for a short period of time.
If we're thinking of it as a short-term cold winter storage environment, then we probably can get by with a higher moisture content. But then if we go in with wet grain, we know that it has to come out before the end of winter. So we might be storing from sometime in November to sometime in February.
Grain is often stored short-term in outdoor piles. Hellevang doesn't recommend this without being covered because just 1 inch of rainfall evenly distributed across a pile could potentially re-wet the top 12 inches of grain to near 9% moisture. If you're looking for something with a roof, there might be space in other buildings on the farm. Just make sure the walls can handle the force.
If we do some type of grain wall that's been designed for holding grain, put aeration ducts on the floor so we can move air through the pile, then the buildings will work very well. But the number one thing is to make sure that we look at what the stresses are that that building can hold.
I'm Jody Henke. Read more about alternative grain storage methods at agriculture.com.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you only pay one deductible. And we should probably stop using stones for that sort of thing anyway. Talk to a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent about our one deductible advantage at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Risks are inevitable when it comes to agriculture, and different types of risk can help be mitigated with different strategies. K-State Associate Professor in Agricultural Economics Brady Brewer discusses strategic risk and what operations can do to help reduce its potential impact.
And there are 1,000 different what-if scenarios when we're talking about strategic risk, which makes it a really hard concept to wrap your head around, because there isn't just one thing that we can say, okay, do this to mitigate this risk. There's these what-if scenarios. What if my supplier of seed for the crops that I grow is unable to supply me with inputs for the next growing season? What if the supplier of equipment that I typically use on my farm goes out of business? How am I going to get equipment for the next year? These are all the, kind of these what-if scenarios we need to be thinking about. And yes, there's 1,000 different ones. You can't think through all the what-if scenarios that could happen to your farm, but just having a plan in place and knowing maybe where, what direction you would head off to if one of these things were to happen, just gets your farm on the right footing and can get you out in front of what may happen.
Agility and absorption capacity are a couple of reasons why people should think through what-if scenarios.
So agility is this concept that a farm's ability to quickly identify and capture business opportunities as these events arise can be changed through the planning process. And then absorption capacity is a farm's ability to withstand these shocks from strategic risk. And what we find is that, you know, just planning for these what-if scenarios helps both of these concepts, helps you be more agile to actually capture upside, but also weather the downside risk from these shocks.
Brewer explains 5 factors he has identified to bucket different risk.
I have a framework that I call the 5 managerial levers that we can think about how to actually categorize the strategic risks and what you can actually do to prepare for them on your farm. So the first managerial lever would be managing the output price you get for your product. The second would be managing the yield, or how much you produce on your farm. The third would be managing the costs, or how much it costs you to produce. The fourth would be managing the assets, or what assets it takes to produce that output. And then the fifth managerial lever is managing the people aspect. Broadly speaking, any decision a business owner makes or a farm manager makes falls into one of these 5 broad categories.
That was K-State Associate Professor in Agricultural Economics Brady Brewer with ways strategic risk can be evaluated and why it is important to agriculture operations. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Good Tuesday afternoon. Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through midday, still mostly higher pretty much across the board, higher in the livestock especially. August live cattle up 220 at 185.80. October live up 282 at 179.82. Now, in exception to the August contract, feeder cattle are nothing but green, but August down 7 at 244.42. September feeder cattle up 135 to 242.70. And higher notes for the hogs as well. October lean hogs up $1.70 to 82.10. December
December up $1 per hundredweight to $71.70. If we take a dive through the grains and oil seeds, wheat market doing well today. That includes Chicago Spring and Kansas City wheat. September Kansas City wheat's up 14.5 to 539.5. December up 9 at 546.25. And if we take a look at the oats, also slightly higher. September oats up 4.25 at 325.25. Through the row crops, we start with corn. September up 5.25 at 367.25. December to 393. That's 6.5 cents higher. Soybeans are also higher. September beans up a nickel at 964.75. November up 3.5 at 984.25. The meal also higher. September soy meal up 380 to 315.90. But soy oil a bit weaker. September down 42 at 41.28. Cotton also trending down. December cotton down 41 at 69.85. If we take a stroll down Wall Street, we see little change. However, the Dow Jones is down 21 at 41,218. S&P's up 11 at 5,628. And the NASDAQ up 47 at 17,773. Energy markets are lower. Crude oil down 184 at $75.58 a barrel. Unleaded gas down 4 cents to $2.24 a gallon. Heating oil down 6 at $2.28. Natural gas is down a nickel at $1.90. If we look through the metals now, we see August gold down $5.50 to $2,512.20 per ounce. September silver's down 3 at $29.97. And lastly, we look at the dollar index with a bit of weakness today. The September dollar currently right now is down 25 at 100.495. Sam Speck with your markets on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Rusty Eck Ford's Labor Day sales event is happening now. Let Rusty Eck Ford take the labor out of buying your next new Ford. We'll do the work for you. There is no need to haggle. Rusty Eck Ford has over 600 vehicles to choose from at the price you deserve and the payments you can afford. This month, get rates as low as 0% APR for 36 months and discounts as high as $12,000 off MSRP. We are closed on Labor Day. So come in today to take advantage of rates as low as 0% APR for 36 months and discounts up to $12,000 off MSRP. Shop for a huge selection of over 600 vehicles to choose from. Rusty Eck Ford will take the labor out of buying your next vehicle. Visit Rusty Eck Ford today or online at RustyEckFord.com. Taxes and fees. Offers can be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Lots of new trucks. If an Ortis Motor Company in Marysville include a pair of 24 Chevy Silverado 2500 model Z71 package, a 24 Silverado 1500 model Trail Boss, and a 1500 model LT Z71 package. They have a 24 Silverado work truck and a 24 Colorado four-wheel drive work truck at the Ortis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Coming off yesterday's record high close, the Dow Jones this morning was slightly lower. The Standard & Poor's 500 headed into the midday higher by a tenth of a percent, while the NASDAQ was up 0.14%. Despite rising mortgage rates, home prices reached the highest level ever on the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller U.S. National Home Price Index. Prices in June were nearly 5.5% higher than in June of last year. Canada says it'll put a 100% tariff on electric vehicles made in China, matching the tariff the U.S. already has in place. Western countries say Chinese government subsidies to carmakers tilt the playing field. And Apple is sending out invitations to a September 9th event. The next-generation iPhone and new AI features are expected to be unveiled. Industry watchers predict the new iPhone 16 will have larger screens on its Pro models and a dedicated button for snapping photos. Jim Ryan, ABC News.